This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. This is your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. And we got a little bit of news, man.
Okay.
Everything going on. Free agency is going on. And what we got?
All right, so real quick, a couple of things that I think are pertinent. One is, I think, kind of tangentially pertinent to the Texans. The other one is just big news in the landscape. The tangentially pertinent to the Texans, defensive tackle Puna Ford, who had been with the Chargers, he is going to stay in L.A., but he'll play for the Rams this year. 3 years, $30 million with $17 million guarantee. I feel like Puna Ford is one of those names that would have been real interesting.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a dude who can, one, stop the run, but then also give you a little bit of an impact, especially on a bounce back on the defensive tackle space, I thought that could have been an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
But then also, Sam Darnold is going to find a landing spot. He is finalizing a three-year contract. According to Adam Schefter, $110.5 million to be the next quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, and I find this to be an absolute stupid move.
Stupid.
Well, yeah, I think this is stupid. I think this is not stupid good. Stupid bad. I find this to be a bad move for the Seattle Seahawks. You had Geno Smith, who I believe is a better quarterback than Sam Darnold, and if you let the Seahawks tell it after they had traded him to the Las Vegas Raiders, they said that they had tried to negotiate with him, mm-hmm. and they had offered him somewhere like $40 million on average annual value, and he declined and then did not counter, which then forced their hands.
Yeah.
That's PR. I'm sure that there's a nugget of truth where they couldn't come to terms necessarily. You move him on to the Raiders, and you're in a place where you traded away your best wide receiver, you've cut Tyler Lockett as well, and your offense is just kind of in this weird place. It hadn't been all that good. It feels like you should take a little bit of a step back, maybe not be nearly as good this year, but then get yourself up for an offseason where there's quarterbacks and there's an opportunity to make your offense better next year.
It's an arch year.
It is, in addition to other things that are out there. No. They decided we're going to lock into another gap quarterback who, mind you, Geno Smith has been kind of the same guy if you look at the numbers. The big thing about it is just there's been pressure because that offensive line is not good.
Yeah.
Well, Sam Darnold under pressure isn't any good.
He's the worst at the end of the season. Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're doing, man. But I figured they were probably trying to set up to maybe trade for a quarterback or maybe draft a quarterback. But I have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
Salute.
So back to you, Fig.
Hey, it was a crazy weekend. Friday was the Bun B birthday bonanza at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And we were there. We wasn't together, but we were all there. And I kind of want to do a little quick review on the Bun B concert. Reggie, you was there. I just want to kind of get your takes on it first.
I think that a lot of the things that people complained about or had questions about ended up being a problem. It was a weird collection of artists, And you could tell that the crowd did not necessarily find the vibe that I think that there was trying to be woven. There was definitely points of time where you could see large swaths of people sitting down, maybe mm-hmm. not as connected. Now, there were a couple of surprise guests. Tommy Richmond, who did the, what is the name of that damn song? Million Dollar Baby? Whatever.
Oh, God.
That one, he came out. that one, it went up, though. People enjoyed that. And then the big thing was T.I. T.I. was like, surprise guest, did quite a few songs, and he did a really good job with his set. And so I felt like there was like two and maybe a possible that really performers in the mm-hmm. in the set that really really went up. T.I. was one of them. People seemed to really enjoy Jagged Edge off the top. They opened, and then Keith Sweat was interesting. And I texted Ron this, and maybe someone who was out there maybe could tell me if they think I was wrong or if I was right in that circumstance. I said that was the most fun I've seen people have listening to a performance that's really bad. I don't think Keith Sweat was like the vocal mm-hmm. performance was not very good, but it's Keith Sweat. His songs, people know what time it is. We trying to bump and grind once we hear that Keith Sweat. And the people in the stands were bumping and grinding. Yeah. So I was like, they were having fun. So I was like, that's good enough. But other than that, a lot of technical difficulties.
That's what I was.
Yeah. That's what I took from it.
It didn't hit right.
Yeah, it was a lot of technical difficulties. The audio was really bad. And I'll get to that in another recap from this weekend. But I was fine with the surprise guest with T.I. Mm-hmm. But I just felt like, to me, I felt like these things, it seemed like the people kind of got hyped for, I would say, the legacy acts.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of the old school acts, the throwback R&B acts. I feel like maybe if he would have stuck there, just a lot of old school R&B type stuff, I felt like it could have been a good show or a decent show. But to me,
it sounds to me the experiment didn't work.
Yeah. To me, I'm kind of curious. Like, do you feel like my playlist for Friday was a little bit accurate? Where it's like up and down, up and down.
It definitely mm-hmm. felt like that. Mm-hmm. It definitely felt like, and it didn't help that, like, you know, some of the instances were hurt. Like when Don Toliver came out, there was a long period of time because he came out in a really nice car. Yeah. He drove that thing out, took him to get the car, get out of the car, climb up on the stage. That was probably a solid minute, 2 minutes of nothing happening. Mm-hmm. There was a moment where there was a video that was supposed to be played that just didn't get played. There was a moment during Coco Jones where she had maybe like
no audio.
3/4 of a song where they didn't turn her mic on or they couldn't get her mic on.
No. Yeah.
So like all those things didn't help in addition to you already having you were trying to get people to opt in on the various lineup that you put together. It was kind of odd, I'm gonna be honest, but people were there to try and have fun, and you could tell people were trying to have fun.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, so I also went to a concert Saturday. It was Bailey Zimmerman. So I was there. I was there at NRG for that one. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a lot of takeaways from this. I wasn't really familiar with him. But the name's Bailey kept throwing me off a little bit because I thought it was a young lady.
Yeah.
So when I got out there, when I was watching, I seen a guy pop up and he was on the pickup truck. I'm like, is he about to introduce Bailey Zimmerman?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was. And earlier when I mentioned the audio issues, it was some audio issues this one too. Because I personally thought maybe the audio issues from Friday was because it was like six different artists, it was mm-hmm. rappers and all that stuff. So I thought it was going to be, that was the issue, but it was issues with one artist on Saturday. So I'm kind of curious if, is this an NRG thing?
It sounds like it, right?
Yeah. A lot of people said concerts at NRG don't really sound as well, acoustic and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why they need a new stadium.
You have to be really, really big and prepared for rodeo concerts to be even close to what a regular concert would be like. But you can't have audio issues. That just makes it worse.
Yeah, it made it a lot worse. But yeah. It was cool being out there, though, man.
Definitely.
So a couple of play-by-play calls of the weekend that I found kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Not really funny, but I kind of want to get your opinion on this. So Kawhi Leonard hit a game winner against the Kings.
As he does.
Yep. And it was one of those little slow game winners, too. It's just like, is he going to make it? Oh, he made it. So here's the play-by-play call. I'm not sure who made this call. I tried to look it up, but I wasn't sure who was it. But I want to get your opinion on the play-by-play call right here.
Okay.
Leonard for the shoot. Kawhi for the win. Yes! Hot damn! The Clippers win in overtime!
Hot damn.
Hot damn. I like it.
I like it too, man.
I'm with it.
I like it too. Like, I never heard nobody, like, I know damn is a kind
That's
of
an
a,
old expression.
Yeah. But in a, like, I don't want to sit here and say, oh, he cursed. Yeah. That type
No. That's.
But I never heard it that way for like a game win. I kind of like it, man.
Hot diggity dog.
Yeah. Hot damn.
I like it. That's a good one.
I kind of like that. So another PBP call. The Cavs was taking on the Hornets. I want to say it was on Friday. They won by 1 point, mm-hmm. which Hornets is a bad team, but they managed to beat the Hornets. And this was a moment. I want to say it was, who was it? It was Eric Collins and Dale Curry. Okay. On the call, the Hornets broadcast.
Oh, hot diddly D or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
He's the guy who does that.
He gets super excited.
He really does.
For a call.
Just blowing out the microphone.
Yeah, so this is Eric Collins and Dale Curry when Evan Mobley was on the line. Mm-hmm. And they start sharing some different information about Evan Mobley off the court.
These are some of the things he can do, folks. He can do a backflip. He can complete a Rubik's Cube in 60 seconds or less.
What?
He learned to play Beethoven on the piano on YouTube. And he can take any laptop you give him, break it apart, and put it back together. Good God! That's a Renaissance man.
And he's a baller.
Yeah, I need that.
I thought that was some cool information to share.
Yeah, I need
that. That's exactly what you have to have on those types of situations.
Yeah.
It changed the way I look at the dude, you know?
Yeah. So
take away.
That's what's great. That's what a great local broadcaster for. I imagine you can't do that on like a TNT or
ESPN.
Yeah,
they do the research, but it's hard to get that much.
No, it's really cool when like a local broadcast that's, you know, talking about a player on the other team.
Yeah.
Just got all these cool facts about whatever player on the other team. Mm-hmm. I thought that's cool. That take a lot to do that because usually people just focus on their own team.
Also, I love when you get into sports and you get to the humanization of these dudes, man. These are just humans. You get to know who they are just a little bit as opposed to just who they are as players.
Yeah. Now, here is Eric Collins and Dale Curry. Now, the game got really tight, man. They won by 1 point. Mm-hmm. And here is Eric Collins pretty much making a call on Evan Mobley hitting the three when it was crunch time.
it's always hilarious because he shouts like somebody has hurt him, like he's been impaled. Yes.
And to do that when the other team hit a shot, because usually when the other team hit a shot, then they sound dry.
Yeah, like bucket, made it.
Which makes sense.
Game over. Yeah.
You know, you have a biased audience, and you want to lean into their feelings, and so you go down, right? You kind of have a little bit of sadness that the team that is opposing your home team is doing that.
But I also like this.
I appreciate it.
I like that you're giving them credit, like, without really giving them credit. You're just agonizing.
It just makes me laugh that he always sounds like Homer Simpson screaming.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Eric Collins, man. I like what he do. I know he over the top for most parts, but I enjoy what he do, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. That's the mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. Before we go, there's a little bit more news that it has when it comes to free agency that has pertinence to your Houston Texans. Eric Murray, safety, played for the Texans. He played on a one-year deal last year. He's not doing that this year. I'll tell you that for damn sure. 3 years, $22.5 million to join the Jacksonville Jaguars. So in division, and the Jags spend a good amount of money. I imagine there's two ways you can look at this. You can look at it and go, oh man, Eric Murray getting some money. Maybe that speaks to, one, just the market in general. Or you could just go over there and be like, hey, Magnificent Gladstone.
Yeah.
You paying $8 million plus, or you about $8 million, seven and some change.
What'd I tell you?
For Eric Murray?
That brother making a lot of money, man.
God bless him, though.
Don't worry about the Jags. I've been saying it since I saw that cat. Don't worry about the Jags.
I guess so. So there you go. Jacksonville Jaguars. They will have Eric Murray in to say. So look, do you think this is going to be like, do you think it's going to look a little bit like CJ Stroud is telling the dudes on the, in the huddle? That dude over there is the mark.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I know him.
I don't know him. I don't know inherently that's the way that they're going to go. However.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah.
The way that people talk about Eric Murray, he might be the mark over there for the Jags. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And oh my gosh, Schefter just sent another thing. Where it seems like Justin Fields has reached an agreement on a 2-year, $40 million deal. And of course, it very nicely neglects who he signed it with. I'm guessing that's with the Steelers, but I'll double check and find out. It seems like Justin Fields has found himself a place to land to the Jets, it seems.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. 2 years, $40 million. Okay.
Yeah, 2 years, $40 million to the New York Jets. Justin Fields. All right.
I know who's going to play for the Steelers.
Yeah, it does seem very much like that's the way that that's going to go. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's try and round up most of what's happened thus far on the legal tampering period of free agency, and then we'll talk to the fellas of the drive. We'll do that next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.